You're listening to SBS News.
In rural Kenya, widow Ellie Modesta set up a sewing group called Chewy Mama 2 years ago. Their mission? To improve the lives of women and girls by helping them support themselves financially.
So through my own experience and also through my mother who was a widow, I decided that I should also help my fellow women. I want them to at least to stand on their own ground and even to support themselves.
Like Ellie, some of Chewy Mama's members are widows, others are single mothers, and some are suffering debilitating childbirth injuries. Traditionally, women in this rural area north of Nairobi make beaded jewellery to sell to tourists. But with the coronavirus pandemic forcing Kenya's borders closed, World Vision Kenya's Obadiah Kasang says women have had to look for new ways to make money.
Tourists are no longer coming, and therefore there's no one to sell their beads. But now the pandemic presented a business opportunity to these women.
With the help of a $600,000 World Vision Australia grant, Chewy Mama has been able to buy extra sewing machines. Now more than 350 women are working together to make and sell face masks and cloth sanitary pads, many of which are being given out for free to teenage girls. Cecilia Valla from World Vision Australia says that has been particularly important to help keep girls in school.
The girls now have sanitary pads that they can use to go to school and do not have to stay home when they have their menstrual cycle. If the girls do not have the sanitary pads to use and do not go to school, you find that some of them decide to get married.
The UN estimates that 1 in 10 girls in sub-Saharan Africa avoid classes during their monthly cycle. That means they can miss up to 20% of the school year. But through their hard work, Miss Valla says the women of Chewy Mama hope they can give their daughters different choices in life.
They're able to pay for the school fees for these girls to continue school and to be able to then go on to secondary and to higher education.
Face coverings are now compulsory in Kenya to stop the spread of coronavirus, so the women of Chewy Mama have already sold thousands of masks. Chewy Mama has been so successful that Mr. Kasang says similar programs might soon be rolled out in other disadvantaged areas.
The government identify that model as a good model to empower rural women, change life within a very short time.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.